Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. My wife, Dr. Donalyn Curry, doing an amazing teaching on faith and the spiritual and the natural aspect of life. It's just so powerful. Please listen to this in its entirety. If you need to, you can go online and get the full service. It's just wonderful. So let's pick up where she left off yesterday and we'll see what God has to say.
My increase is not on a future linear track, but it's on a vertical one. It's already been done. Your increase is where? It's right here. Your increase is not here when I get the raise, when I get the money, or healing, or anything like that. Healing is already here. Everything, and not only do you have enough healing for yourself, you're self-sufficient in Christ, right? Even how you're made by design, your body heals itself. You cut yourself, your body heals, right? Not only do you have enough healing for yourself, but you have enough healing to get her healed, to get your auntie healed. Your auntie don't even have faith, but you do. You can get her healed, and you can get every single person that your ministry is called to healed. You got more than enough healing to minister to everybody that God's called you to, and have more than enough. Amen. God's not limited by time. I like this scripture. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, now this is just, I want you to meditate, ready? Not information, revelate. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years are like a day. You can't relate time the way we know it in the spiritual realm where things have to get transformed and brought into this realm, into a new state and matter. Don't think time. Don't think the way you usually think, because time is very different in that realm. Amen? Do you like this? It's like, wait, what's going to happen? Just like in a microwave, you can accelerate. God can speed up. He said, I'll redeem the time. I will redeem the time, saith the Lord. You don't shrink down your vision. God can redeem that time. He can accelerate time. Sure enough, like a microwave. A power goes in, God, you release it with how? With your words. I'm not going to get to my whole message tonight. How do I accelerate time? I release the vision. I speak those things. I call those things that be not as though they are now. Faith is now in time. My time is now. I have it now, not the manifestation. I took it by faith, the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, I've got it. It's being transformed. It's being shifted over. Its matter is being constructed. It's coming from another realm into this realm. When did that happen? Now. When I spoke it, when I prayed, I believed, I received. He said, but I don't see it yet, not in this state, Matt, not in this state and form yet. It has a different form. That's how come God can put a city in me to feed a city and more, maybe nations. One day she said, I saw her online, I was watching, and she said, and God's called us to feed nations. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm just trying to do Fort Pierce, woman. What do you mean nations? How are we gonna do that? And reasoning came in. Because see, I can shrink my own vision, but I heard it. See, faith comes by. Someone's gotta release it. Someone's gotta release it. The big picture. The big vision. You gotta release it. You gotta hear it. You don't have to reject it. I'm not gonna figure it out. Not tonight, not tomorrow. I can't figure out how I'm doing today, what I saw myself do. How did this happen? I can't even regurgitate that to you. All I know is supernatural. An abundant supply beyond what I could think or even ask for. He can do it. He can do it. So don't limit your words. Don't limit you. You need to take hold of your thoughts of reasoning. And you need to stay in that message of faith. Faith. Your destiny relies on your faith. Your future. Faith is holding your future in your own hands. Nobody but you can stop it. So think big, dream big, speak big, declare big, meditate, get that word, hold on to it, and begin to visualize it coming from that realm to this realm. Whatever realm, I point up because it's just, really, it's here. It's right here. It's in your core, out of your belly. Out of your own belly shall what? Power, rivers of living water, life-giving water. Amen? I hope this helps you to try to understand how things operate in the spiritual realm. You have it. You've been blessed with all that you need. This is about territory. God's calling us to take more. Now, this is in the natural, okay? I'm going to shift back and forth because they're parallel universe, right? I shift. I know God wants me to take the spiritual, but I also know that God's telling me to take property. We're trying to take that entire center. We want it all. When I first moved in, I could care less who was there. I was like, oh, I was just happy to move in. But then I started becoming a little bit less undone. Like, I didn't really like seeing trucks drive in and my kids are there. And I started, I don't like this and I don't like that and too many people and what's happening? And these, I got to protect. And all of a sudden one day God said, well, it's a wasteland. It's a dead center. Why don't you turn it into the Garden of Eden? I said, well, how am I going to do that? He said, why don't you plant the Garden of Eden right here in a wasteland? Why don't you take this dead center and turn it around and let rivers of water, living water, Zoe, why don't you begin to speak life over this place? Why don't you claim it? Why don't you claim it? Why don't you claim it? I said, I could do that? He said, I'm calling you. He said, Joshua, go take it. I said, but there's somebody over there. There's a giant over there. See, you have to know that God told you to take it. Once he's told you to take it, you don't need to worry about how, who, or what. All you need to know is that God's told you, Joshua, go take that land. Go get it. Possess it. Lay hold of it. Everything else will come. God will work out all that. All I got to do is lay hold by faith. And I began to shift. When you take territory, Norval Hayes told us personally, whatever you do when you're taking property or places or territory, spiritually or in the natural, whatever you're about to do, do it quick. Do it quick. Like you, once you hear from God, you go. You just go. And don't you know that someone will say, well, I'm a Christian. Shouldn't you count the cost? I think you should count the cost before you go. Can I tell you something? Jesus is teaching a faith illustration. Because how could he say, go do these things if you already have the money? He don't need to show up. Oh, we already got the money. You don't need faith. He's saying, count the cost of faith. Make sure that you can lay hold on tight, and that you don't shrink, that you can lay hold of this thing. Count it ahead of time, because this is a high calling I'm calling you to. You got giants over there. Count the cost. Go lay hold. Possess what I've called you to do. Take it by faith. Take it by force. The violent, take it. He says, take it by violence in the spirit. Take it by faith. We're not taken from God. We're taken back. We're not demanding of God. I'm demanding of the devil. How many understand the difference? You say, well, faith doesn't demand of God. Faith honors God. Faith worships God. Faith worships God when I can't see anything, don't feel like anything's happening. I worship him. That's what my faith does. But my faith also lays hold of what belongs to my Father. And he told me, go get it. Go get it, daughter. I want it all for my glory, for my kingdom. Absolutely, I'm going to bring you into a situation you could never do on your own. But I got this. I just need you to be the conduit. Go put your foot there and claim it. Guess what I do? I go there and I claim it. And the battle is the Lord's. Watch and see a miracle. Watch and see a miracle. Because he's going to show up big. He's miraculous. He's amazing. There's nothing that can compare. Nothing. He is God and he is God alone. And that's it. He's going to show up big. And all of Fort Pierce is going to see that he is God and there is no other. In Jesus' name, we love you so much. We just bow your heads as we pray this prayer together. God, we thank you, Lord, that, Lord, where we've shrunk back, I know you take no pleasure, God, but you love us just the same. You care for us, God. Wherever we've shrunken back, even myself, I've repented. God, I want to think bigger. I want to have you show up and be glorified, magnified in such a way that people come down like they did with Joseph. They fell on their face, God. They fell on their face because you provided. You provided when there was scarcity. God, raise up a Joseph storehouse. Raise up, God, whatever you want us to be in the earth. All of us, God, collectively, individually, Lord, let this ministry go forth and feed and protect and stand up for righteousness. Let us clothe, not just with prom dresses, but God, people who need it. Well, let us bring diapers and dog food and cat food. We started that, by the way, started a dog and cat ministry. Found out that people let their cats go, their dogs go. If you're food insecure, you don't keep your dog. You just let them go. Father, we thank you that on our watch, we will plant the Garden of Eden. We will plant the Garden of Eden everywhere we go, God. And the dogs will have more than enough. The cats will have more than enough. The children will have more than enough. We'll create jobs, God. We'll train them up. We'll create a workforce. We'll create a way that they can learn how to provide for themselves, God. We thank you, Lord, that we will get them saved. We'll get them spirit-filled. We'll get them healed and delivered. God, I thank you, Jesus. We can pray for relationships and restoration. God, we'll see the manifestation of ministry. We'll see the deliverance. God, deliverance will come to those that are demon possessed, that have issues, God, that doctors can't fix. God, we thank you right now for supernatural signs and wonders. God, spirit, soul, and body, they need it all. And we will demonstrate. We will demonstrate, God, in this hour, not just with special words and eloquent speech, but God, with signs and wonders, people will look and say, there is a God in Fort Pierce. In Jesus' name, there is a God. And there is no other. There's nothing like him. Father, we thank you that even when we're there, wherever we go, God, our neighborhoods are flourishing. The workplace is flourishing. God, we put our faith, even if our bosses are struggling, the company's struggling, we can add our faith. We can begin to speak and that turnaround can come. That company can even prosper because we are there. We are there. Wherever we go, there is prosperity. There is blessing. There is fruitfulness. God, there is life. Wherever we go. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the anointing, for the yoke-destroying, burden-removing, the anointing that makes us rich and adds no sorrow, the blessing that's abiding on the inside of us, God. And as we release it, as we speak it out, it manifests, it transforms into matter. Thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Father. If there's anybody here in the sound of my voice and you don't know Jesus, all you got to do is ask him into your heart. All you got to do is ask him. You have not because you ask not. Don't go by your history. Don't go by your race. Don't go by your age. God is an equalizer. God comes in and he's no respecter of persons. Every person can have salvation. Every person can be restored. Every person can be forgiven of the most heinous thing. Our God can do that. He wants to do that. He is not a respecter of your history, your past. He doesn't look at those things. He looks at your heart. He looks at you. He wants you. He wants you. So he wants you like a father who cries out for a prodigal son, a lost daughter. God is standing with his arms open. Won't you just give him your heart today? Won't you just say, look, Jesus, come into my heart. Help me, change me, transform me. Take out that hardness. Take out that spirit of divorce, that spirit of rejection, that spirit of abandonment, that hatred, that racism, those things that divide. Take it out of me, God. Help me, Jesus. Come in, Lord. Bring your fruit. Bring your fruit, Lord, of love, of joy, a peaceful heart, a forgiving heart, a long-suffering heart, a heart of faith and a heart of humility, oh God. Patience and kind. Let it be done unto us, God. Transform us. Make us anew.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services.